Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Excuse me, I was drinking a glass of a sip of water there. On WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show, favorite it, and it gets sent to your inbox. That's it. We're there. Won't miss a thing. 77 degrees here at 5:09 on this Monday, July 21st, 2025. Thank you for sticking with us for the third hour. If you're just joining us, hopefully your day's done. See, Monday wasn't that bad. You got through it. Rest of the week is cake. So what did we talk about earlier in the show today? Well, we started with the Lackawanna County reassessment appeals deadline is coming up as August 1st. So if you're planning to appeal your deadline, make sure you get that application in because it needs to be in by August 1st. You don't have much time to make sure that you have your voice heard at an appeal hearing. We also talked about how, you know, I put a survey out there because when I checked my reassessment with my Zillow market estimate, again, which is just an estimate. It's based on a Zillow, a free service algorithm that's out there. You know, it's not one of the best, but it is pretty reliable. So mine was in $170 of each other. So my reassessment and what Zillow says my house would sell for today is about in the ballpark. Now, that doesn't make it right or wrong. Again, it's just an algorithm. It's probably one of the algorithms that Tyler Technologies used when they came up with their things, because I was home, my wife was home, they never came to our door. The picture they had was from the street, nothing close to the house. So, but the measurements were accurate, but the measurements were also on public records. That said, I asked the public on via my social media, on my Facebook, and it's still there, so you can chime in if you want. I asked them if you know, based on your reassessment value, and if you could check Zillow or other services that estimate your home's value today, where do you stand? Is your reassessment higher, lower, and if so, by how much? Now, this is all public record. You can go to Lackawanna County's database, and it'll show all the deeds in Lackawanna County and the new 2026 reassessment amount that they've estimated, well, that they've established now. Unless you appeal it, it's not an estimate. 90% of the people who responded said that their reassessment is higher than their Zillow estimate. Now, 10% did say that their Zillow is higher than their reassessment, which is a good thing for them. That being said, I did check some heads of Lackawanna County government, executive heads, administration, department heads, lawyers for the county. And the over half dozen that I checked, their reassessment, their official reassessment is between $34,000 and $46,000 less than what Zillow has for their house. Now, I would say, all right, that's just a coincidence. But when mine's dead on, and again, I'm just one data point, but when 90% of the 30 or so, and if you add my private messages, we're probably closer to 40. If 90% of them say the opposite, that their reassessment is higher than what Zillow estimates their house for, but yet every commissioner, department head, lawyer for the county, their reassessment is lower. Well, it kind of raises an eyebrow, and we want us to start looking into this more. And it's exactly what we're doing. We are looking into this more. I am going to bring this up with members of county government to see if there's a clear answer to this. If I happen to come across Tyler Technologies, I'm going to ask him, why, how does this anomaly happen? And I think you, the property owners and homeowners of Lackawanna County, need to come to your own conclusions as this as well. So keep those information coming, and we're going to keep looking into it. I promised you when this started that I did note and capture the amount of what they were paying for taxes, what their property values were, and now that the new 2026 reassessment number is out, I've started to get them and compare. Good thing is a lot of our houses have all gained in value. That's a part of the nest egg of home ownership, and that's a good thing. Chasing people away to make Lackawanna County unsustainable to live for people on fixed incomes is not. And anomalies like county government officials all having a lower reassessment compared to market values to, let's say, a site like Zillow, to where 90% of you and I say that it's the opposite, well, raises questions. And those questions may have valid answers, or it may need further investigation. And that's exactly what we're going to do here. So that's what we started off. Then we had Commissioner Chris Chermak, one of the Lackawanna County commissioners in, that talked about the Commonwealth Court upholding the lower court's panel decision that Commissioner Gaughan and the solicitor did not have proper authority to bring litigation to question the court on the Home Rule Charter for picking a third commissioner. Now, there is the option of that going to the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, takes that, that's on them. If they don't, well, it looks like little Billy's out of options, and then he's going to be put in a corner for a little bit. And that seems what's going to happen because he took on his own party and lost. So we'll see what happens there. As per the commitment from Commissioner Chris Chermak, that he's saying that the Lackawanna County taxpayer under his watch should not be responsible for any of those legal bills, and we'll keep on up on that as well. I did say just before the commercial break that the Trump administration had released just today, just this afternoon, released 230,000 pages of the Martin Luther King assassination files detailing the FBI probe into the case. And again, I don't think any of this is groundbreaking. There's no new information that's coming out. It's just stuff we've kind of already knew and that's been out there in the public realm. It's just now able for you and I to search it and look at it and see it. But just Monday, they released a trove of documents related to the April 1968 assassination of civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr. Today, after nearly 60 years of questions surrounding the assassination, we are releasing 230,000 MLK assassination files, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard wrote on X. Gabbard noted that the documents released in partnership with the Justice Department, the CIA, and the National Archives and FBI detailed the federal investigation into the shooting at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee, which resulted in 39-year-old King's death. Information about convicted assassin James Earl Ray's discussion with former cellmate about the alleged assassination plot, the potential leads the FBI explored after the shooting, are included in the documents, according to the Director of National Intelligence. The American people have waited nearly 60 years to see the full scope of federal government's investigation into Dr. King's assassination. Under President Trump's leadership, we are ensuring that no stone is left unturned in our mission to deliver complete transparency in this pivotal and tragic event in our nation's history. And again, there is nothing here that I believe will be groundbreaking. It may give a little more insight into the investigative steps here, but most of the information, if not all of it, has already been in the public realm. It's just now you or I are able to look at it with our own eyes and read it for ourselves. So that was just breaking news today. So we'll see if there's any further on that. we talked about earlier in the segment of the off-duty Customs and Border Patrol officer that was shot in the face during a robbery in New York City by a suspected ID as illegal migrants. Go figure. What was the chance of that? And a career criminal who got freed after every bust. The suspect has been identified as Miguel Francisco Mora Nunez, a 21-year-old Dominican national with a lengthy rap sheet in New York, according to sources. But he was let go each time he was busted despite having a deportation order. Mora entered the U.S. illegally from the southern border under the Biden administration. The 42-year-old federal agent and a female companion were sitting on a rock along the Hudson River in Fort Washington Park in Manhattan when they were ambushed by the two men on a moped around 11:50 p.m. A brief exchange and tussle, one of the moped men fired a gun that hit the victim in the face and left forearm. The agent drew his own pistol and fired multiple shots at the suspects, hitting the suspect. Mora was struck and wounded three times by the returning fire officer. You got to imagine, you're sitting on a rock enjoying the night. Robbery takes place, a tussle. You get shot in the face and forearm, and you have the wherewithal to return fire, hitting the suspect multiple times. There is video of this, grainy, but enough to where you can see what's going on in the detail of it. There was a large press conference today with members of Homeland Security, Border Patrol. Border Czar Tom Homan, Secretary Kristi Noem, leadership of Border Patrol was there, basically calling out New York City and the mayor specifically of their sanctuary policies that allowed this to happen. And again, just think of the chances of this taking place, an off-duty Border Patrol agent in New York City, of all places, and two illegal immigrants attempt to rob him, and a shooting takes place. Just goes to show you that the problems are out there. So those are some of the things that we covered and some of the breaking news that we just had before the break. Now, hope you're caught up. Here, it is 520 here at WILK, and I see EJ back in there. It's time for 2020 traffic and weather together.
Well, thanks, Rob. Yeah, have a quick traffic update for everybody. As it stands right now, keep in mind the expressway is getting a little heavy in between Davis Street and River Street. That's where you're going to have your main conflicts. Both directions. Same thing with the Avoca Airport. Real heavier on the Avoca Airport. But besides those two trouble spots, you're good in Lackawanna County. Now, flip your focus over to the Luzerne County around the Wilkes-Barre, Bear Creek area. Still shoulder restrictions in on 81 southbound between 173, that's just after the DuPont exit, and all the way down to exit 171, that's just before the Bear Creek 115 overpass exit. Now keep in mind the shoulder restrictions make it so that you can't really pull off, and there's going to be a little bit of slowing as people are working over there. Now if you see a traffic problem or have any updates on these, as we don't know when this is going to end, please feel free to call us on the jam line. We'd love to hear from you. 570-883-7269. And I'm AJ Samuel in the WILK Traffic Center with this Pentella Data Internet traffic update.
Thank you, EJ. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, a low of 52, makes for some good sleeping weather. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 78. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high of 84. It is currently 77 degrees here at 522 at your official weather station, WILK.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. And again, if you missed anything during the show today, you can check us out anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show. If you have that free Odyssey app, you can go back, rewind, and listen again. Or just check us out each day here on the air from 3 to 6. So Ford, and we're seeing more and more of these issues with every car maker. And listen, people spend a lot of their hard-earned money to buy a new vehicle, test drive them, do the research, do the negotiation, get the insurance, clean out the garage a lot of times. You get it home only to be found out that there's a recall that has nothing to do with you, nothing to do with how you treat your new ride, and puts a bad taste in your mouth. Every time I see these recalls, it pisses me off, even if it's a car I don't have, because you know, people are out there work hard and they want a worry-free, trouble-free method of transportation. And any recall, however minor, takes time away from your life that you got to go deal with it. And these recalls are never easy. And listen, if you're a car service center out there, if you're a dealer that sells cars and you have your service, really try and make this a rapid, smooth process, because it's really put a bad taste in my mouth over the decades. And I've had a lot of new cars over the past decades, and every one I've had to deal with multiple recalls. So it shouldn't be, but you know, nothing's perfect. I get that. Well, in this case, Ford is recalling more than, well, just about 700,000, just under 700,000 Bronco Sports and Escape vehicles due to fuel injector issues. Now, this recall impacts certain 2021 to 2024 Bronco Sports and 2020 to 2022 Escape vehicles equipped with the 1.5-liter engine. Now, again, they're recalling a total of 694,000, and they're saying the fuel injector may crack, leak, which may cause a fire. So if you have one of these vehicles that may be affected, I would also not put it in your garage. If fuel leaks inside the engine compartment and there's a hot engine or exhaust components, it could increase the fire risk. The recall, I said, impacts certain 2021 to 2024 Bronco Sports and the 2020 to 2022 Escape vehicles with the 1.5-liter engine. Now, Ford has been looking into the fuel injector issue since 2022, according to the National Traffic Safety Highway Administration. The company Field Review Committee approved recalls in November of 2022, March 2024 and March 2025, during which it performed software updates. Ford was continued to investigate the issue as part of the ongoing process. The automaker looked into corrosion as a contributing factor to fuel injector cracks between April and May of 2025. Just goes to show how long this has been going on. 2022, and it was discovered. It's investigated. How many incidents do we have? Can we not have a recall? Okay, we have to have a recall. It's just the whole process pisses everyone off. Ford identified the injector cracking on 8 vehicles that experienced underhood fires. Six of the vehicles didn't have the updated engine control software. The automaker isn't aware of any injuries related to fires. Well, that's a good thing. Earlier this month, Ford Field Review Committee decided to issue the recall for certain vehicles to update the engine control software or free until the final remedy is available. So if you have one of these vehicles, I would call your dealer. You can also call Ford Customer Service. This is a lot, almost 700,000 vehicles. But you know, every time I see these, for some reason, it's a pet peeve of mine. And again, you spend tens of thousands of dollars for your new vehicle. You don't want to be dealing with recalls that take it out of your hands, out of your driveway, having to take a day off. You know how the deal is. Oh, we don't have a loaner vehicle for you. I just bought a $50,000 car from you. It's brand new, has less than 10,000 miles, and you're recalling it. I need something to drive. It's as simple as that. But yes, downsizing. Oh, we don't have any spare vehicles. There's no loaner vehicles. There's no, well, make a better car then. And this goes for all manufacturers. I'm not just picking on just this recall. Because again, I've had everything from Fords to Rams to Hyundais. And they've all had multiple recalls. And it's just getting tiring. Because listen, I bought my first new car in 1997. And I had things that I tried to keep on the road that I had to worry about would make it to where I was going every time I drove it, up until then. Ever since I started purchasing new vehicles and purchasing my wife and kids' new vehicles, I want to make sure it gets from point A to point B without being worried about anything, making sure it's in the driveway for them to use when they need it. So yes, it's a pet peeve of mine when you spend tens of thousands of dollars of your hard-earned money, totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars over your life, only to have things like this take it out of your control. And there I vented. I know a lot of you feel the same way. It's 5:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. As we start to wind things down here, it's 5:35, 78 degrees on this Monday, July 21st, 2025. First of all, I'd like to give a congratulations to former captain, now Rear Admiral, Walter Allman. He was promoted to the rank of Rear Admiral lower half today. He was the, well, he still is right now, I guess, the Commandant of Midshipmen at the United States Naval Academy. He's a Navy SEAL. He was a captain. He was the that's usually an 06, a captain or colonel billet. As a Commandant of Midshipmen, you're responsible for the discipline and well-being of the 4,200 midshipmen assigned to the Naval Academy. It's a very direct, hands-on position where the superintendent, which is a three-star position, is more of a ceremonial and administrative position. So the Commandant of Midshipmen is more of a direct, the disciplinarian, and more hands-on with the midshipmen. And he was a great commandant. My daughter was there under his tenure. He was definitely a go-getter. He was not the best public speaker. You know, silent professional is definitely was his thing. But he was out there at everything. He worked out with the midshipmen. Like I said, he is a Navy SEAL. And he was promoted to Rear Admiral today. And will be going on back to Naval Special Warfare for the continuance of his career. So congratulations to now Rear Admiral, lower half, Walter Allman, who was just relieved as the – well, he's still there until next month, I think. Next month is the change of command. So he's actually still the Commandant of Midshipmen until next month, to where he's relieved by a Navy captain – who will be coming in to be the Commandant of Midshipmen, and a Marine three-star general will be coming in to be the new superintendent of the Naval Academy. First time in decades that a Marine general will be the superintendent of the Naval Academy. So just some news coming out of Annapolis there. Why? Because it crossed my path. You know, we were joking a lot last week about this CEO and the head of HR caught at the Coldplay concert. It's funny because my wife was gone this week, you know, watching my grandson and hanging out with my daughters down in Virginia Beach and such like that. And Friday when I got home, I was FaceTiming with them, and my daughters just got in and they were all going out to dinner or whatever Friday evening. And they were like, "Oh, what are you going to do this weekend?" I says, "Oh, I'm going to a Coldplay concert." And my wife didn't get it. My daughters immediately got it. And, Then you know, keyed my wife in on it, and we had a laugh over it. And a lot of people, there's memes out there, and I've been joking about it and posting stuff on social media with the office people in the same position and such like that. But this takes a true toll, and I'm not talking about the monetary toll on it, because that's just tremendous. If you look at even the head of HR, the woman in this photo, you know, she was married to one of the richest families in the Northeast. And that's what the status of that is now, is unknown. This individual now lost his job, Andy Byron, the CEO of Astrometer, lost his $50,000 a year job. But when you look at the actual cost of this, and I broke this down on my social media and a lot of people have commented on it, you know, everyone's talking about how this could possibly cost him $25 million in potential divorce. His $500,000+ annual salary, $12 million estimated in company stake at risk. But the true damage to this, and that's what I wanted to break down, is this gentleman has two children with his wife. And if this affair leads to divorce, which it may very well do, but we don't know what the personal nature of how they deal with this moving forward, children of divorce are 2 times more likely to drop out of school, 3 times more likely to experience violence or instability, 4 times more likely to suffer from mental illness. And the children, even though they're grown teenagers, they did not choose any of this, but they will live with the consequences of what happened. Not to mention, sons of divorce have a 35% higher divorce rate. Daughters of divorce have a 60% higher divorce rate. Your parents' marriage becomes the blueprint for your own. It's just how life is. That's how we learn relationships. And Andy just taught his kids that vows, trust, and commitment don't matter. You think about his daughter. Right now, she's learning that love is conditional, that promises can be broken, that dad chose someone else over mom, that she'll carry that wound into every relationship that she ever has from this point forward. And it won't be her fault. Think about his son. I believe he has two. Son's just learned how men treat women from observing the father. How they keep promises or don't. How they honor the mother of their children. Or how they don't. And that's the legacy he leaves down with his son. So your relationship should be the most important investment you make. More than your career, more than your portfolio, more than your reputation. Both of these people had all three. And now they have none. That's the actual cost here. Forget about the monetary, forget about the jobs, forget about the titles. The damage that was done. The seriousness behind this, as we all will probably go back to making fun of this. And I will. But there's the real cost of what was caught on that Jumbotron. It's 542 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.
Thanks, Rob. Well said. This Pentella Data Internet traffic update brought to you by Mist Hibachi. As it stands right now, the Scranton Expressway still dealing with those volumes, as you will, around this time, both directions, from River Street to Davis Street and vice versa. That's where your heaviest volumes are. And this all won't last very long. It is, again, all rush hour volumes. Same thing over near the Avoca Airport. It's nothing you haven't dealt with before. And also, I want to give you just a quick reminder, in Luzerne County, shoulder restrictions still in effect, to our knowledge, from mile marker 173 to that's DuPont, just past DuPont, to 171 just before the Bear Creek 115 overpass type deal. Again, that is all shoulder restrictions. That means you just can't pull off, and it means it'll also be a little slow because they will have personnel working alongside those shoulders. Now, if you see a traffic problem, feel free to call us on the jam line 570-883-7269. I'm EJ Samuel in the WILK Traffic Center with this Pentella Data Internet traffic update.
Thank you, EJ. Here's the Channel 16 Channel 16 Storm Tracker weather forecast for tonight. Well, for the next couple of days. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, a low of 52. I love it. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 78. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high of 84. It is currently 77 degrees here at 544, your official weather station, WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show as we start to wind things down here. Got a text message on that last piece I did. What if he and his wife both had someone else and many knew but the kids? Don't be so fast to judge. Listen, I could care less about the adults here. You know, they'll be fine. I'm not judging him, his wife, or whatever. They all four of them could have been cheating on each other or knew about each other. It's the kids. And I understand the kids are older, but the statistics don't lie. And kids at age 5, 6, 16, or 26 still watch their father as a role model, still look to protect their mother. Girls, the same thing. That's what that post was about. Listen, the adults are going to be fine. I'm not judging either one of them. They're adults. They make their decisions. They live with their decisions. But their decisions, the true cost of that, while a lot of people are focusing on, well, she was married to one of the most wealthiest people in New England. Well, he was a millionaire, CEO of this great company. And I could care less about them. I can care less about the four adults in this picture. They could have had agreements to where they had and both knew about each other's boyfriends or girlfriends. But if the kids did not know, if the kids had to live with, first of all, if the kids are seeing that, then how are they growing up? So that is the main point of what I said. I'm not judging either one of them. They're adults. They could do what they want and they have to live with those consequences. Kids didn't choose that. Grown kids are not. So that was the point there. So a Pennsylvania lawmaker, as we last story of the day here, is trying to curb political violence by making terroristic acts punishable by life in prison. Depending on how this is enforced, I don't think it's a bad idea. Citing an alarming increase in political violence, one Lehigh Valley lawmaker is aiming to increase the penalty for acts of political terrorism. State Representative Josh Siegel, a Democrat who represents District 22, which covers most of Allentown, has introduced the Zero Tolerance for Political Violence Act in April. The bill, if passed, would increase the maximum sentence for anyone convicted of terrorism in the first degree in Pennsylvania from not more than 40 years to life sentence. The failure to hold accountable and adequately punish acts of terrorism against our government and its officials risk normalizing and encouraging future violence, Siegel wrote in a memo to fellow House members. Well, why just political violence? I mean, we should be sending a message to all criminals. But again, I don't disagree with this. Political violence needs to be nipped. And its unevenness, the justice system is wielded, is a problem, just like it is in most criminal cases. His memo cites several recent acts of political violence, including the fatal shooting of Minnesota State Rep. Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, the attempted assassination of now President Donald Trump in 2024 Pennsylvania campaign rally, and the arson attack of Governor Josh Shapiro's mansion in April. We really haven't heard much on that arrest, have we? That's kind of went by the wayside. You know, did they just realize this was a crazy dude acting crazy? Or is there anti-Semitic political motives? Really couldn't tell you because we haven't heard much on it. I view this as a significant act of legislation. The moment really calls for moral clarity and a clear and definitive stance against how destructive and corrosive political violence is. Siegel, who is running for Lehigh County executive this year, said in an interview. The recent attacks, Siegel cited, were among at least 300 cases of political violence identified by Reuters. I question that number too, since early 2021, which it said it a rate of political violence not seen since the 1970s. And again, as long as this is wielded blindly and there's a set of standards that you meet, regardless of who you are and who you're targeting, yes, I think we should throw the book at people like that. We should also throw the book at people who are peddling fentanyl. I think anyone who's distributing, transporting, selling fentanyl should be charged with attempted murder. I think it would send a clear and decisive message that if you're going to peddle this poison to our kids, to our communities, that has a very high potential of killing them, then you should be charged as such. But because of the trigger shyness of past over prosecutions of narcotic arrests, we haven't gone there. We've been afraid to go there. We need to stop. And we need to go there because this stuff has been proven time and time again, fentanyl, that it has the potential to kill. And if you're knowingly and willfully selling it to people, you should be charged with attempted murder. I think that would stymie a lot of the fentanyl. Obviously, you're not going to stop your drug cartels. Obviously, you're not going to stop your Chinese importers. And they will be, most of the time, out of the Justice Department's grasp to prosecute. But the ones here, the ones who are willingly transporting it, the ones who are willingly selling it for profit, yes, we could target you. And we will put you away. We can always build more jail cells. And with political violence, yes, there needs to be zero tolerance for it. But there needs to be zero tolerance across the board, not just in some cases. And this day and age, that is the problem. When we see a lack of judicial prowess across the spectrum when it comes to criminals, when it comes to sanctuary cities, just propagating a judicial revolving door. I mean, you heard during the news breaks here the additional charges that they're seeing. This individual who tried to kill this Customs Border Patrol agent who was off duty, unknown to him, could have been anyone. Could have been you, me, our families, our friends. It's just ironic that it was two illegal immigrants and a Customs and Border Patrol agent. But I'm all for it if it's prosecuted adequately across the spectrum. In this day and age, there's always a question there. That question's been created by the divisions we have in this nation. So we'll see where this goes. The fact that it was instituted back in April and this individual's running for county executive and will not be in the Senate anymore, we'll see if someone picks it up. But I'm not against it. I just think that we need to do more of it when it comes to sending a clear message that violent crime, deadly crime, crime because of your political affiliation will not be tolerated. It's 5:56 here at WILK. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show in just a minute. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So Meghan McCain, in an interview with Senator Fetterman's wife, Giselle, asked the question about him possibly running for president. And John Fetterman's wife said she does not support him running for president. Well, that makes two of us, Chica.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.